Well, hi, Instagram and all you other folks out there on social media, whatever platform that might be. I'm Rick Dancer, and this is not a normal show because I just don't have scheduled shows on Mondays anymore. So we're just doing kind of like what I call a freestyle. This is just all of us having a conversation about whatever comes up and whatever you decide you want to talk about. Kind of on my mind right now, in a big way, is I want to thank our sponsors, first of all, Chris Dental Family Dentistry, where everyone is welcome and they appreciate good conversation. New Leaf Hyperbarics and Wellness Center, Matt McCarl does awesome work over there. He also is a big guy who believes in no censorship and freedom of speech. Montana Oral Surgeons, and Implant Center, one of our clients here in Montana. And ours also, I want to give a shout out to Fairway Independent Mortgage Company and Greg Hinkle, BS Free MD. And who else do I have on here? Well, that's everybody, I think. So anyway, the shooting today. Hi, Walterville. How you doing? The shooting today in Nashville. I think that have all of us pretty concerned and just been hanging over my head today. I don't know. I just can't stop thinking about it. What a horrific thing. And we don't know much about what's gone on. For those of you who don't know, a 28-year-old woman got into a private religious school, Christian school, shot three kids that are 9 years old, one boy, two girls, and then three adults in their 60s, probably teachers, I'm guessing. And they, I guess they'll probably figure out why. At least she left a manifesto and they're going through it. A woman was the first time that I've remembered that we've had a woman shooter. And she was, what I read, she did, was a former student at the school, or she used to go to the school is what I understand. And again, I'm just getting this from news reports and stuff like that. And then what kind of bugs me, and I'm just going to be real honest. It's a man. Mike, are you sure? I thought it was a woman. But tell me if you're a biological woman, trans man. Are you kidding me? Is that for real? Derek, is that for real? Seriously. I did not know that. Really? So it's a trans person. Oh, wow. Huh. Hey, Big Red, that is crazy. So, really? Huh. That's crazy. I did not know that. I've been working on a project all day, or this afternoon, the last hour and a half. Oh my gosh. What is going on in our country? And what drives me crazy is right after this shooting, Jean-Paul Pierre from the White House gets out there and they start touting the stricter gun regulations to stop this stuff. Stricter gun regulations is not going to stop these crazy people. I mean, guns don't kill, people kill. And when you blame a gun, to me, this is my personal opinion, and you don't have to agree. When you blame a gun, then you take the responsibility away from the human. What was going on with this trans person that caused them? They made the decision to go to a school and murder three kids. You know what they need? Sherry, what I think we need cops in the schools. We need resource officers back in the schools would be a super big help. But then we need mental health. I mean, of course. Can you even say there's a, who knows? Well, anybody that does something like this can't be in a good standing in their mind. Did you see Biden talking? He was making jokes when he came out to talk about the shoot. Well, that's because he has dementia, though, Big Red. I mean, the only people who can't admit that are the diehards who voted for him. Most people who voted for him understand that he's not great. Biden is not there mentally. We have a president who doesn't know what he's doing, and everybody knows that except for the people who don't want to talk about it. And quote, take responsibility away from the person. Never thought of it that way. It does. It takes responsibility. When you blame a gun or you start, so what the government is doing and the gun haters are doing is they're really doing more to damage to harm the issue than they are to solve the issue, because you're avoiding the real issue. It's the people. We've got people with mental health instability. You have to go in and kill three innocent little children and three people. I mean, come on. And so then you're going to blame that if we had more guns restrictions, this person didn't have any problem getting two AR-5s or whatever they were. They keep talking about him running in 24. This guy can't even walk. Derek, if he runs in 24, it'll be the best thing that ever happened, because we hopefully will kick him out. The enemy is, let's see, I missed that. Biden has never been all running rampant confusion and the biggest tool. We need to be spread more love with Jesus. You know, hey Rick, there are no words. There are just no words. It just makes me sick. And I hate how they jump on it right off the bat. Like that's the solution. That isn't the solution. Oh my gosh, a trans, I can't believe it. So now this is going to heat up the trans issue debate, and then we'll be anti-trans if we disagree with this decision and what's going on. And now we're gun-toting, you know, if someone in that school had a gun, they could have shot and killed her, you know, if there'd been a resource officer. But thank God those cops got in there as fast as they did. Because I was listening to the police chief on the radio today and saying, oh, I'm sorry. I am just, you guys telling me that this is a trans person has just kind of blown me away. This thing just got really, really even crazier. Because now, what are they going to do with that? And prove me if I'm wrong, but the only party that goes straight to gun control and all is the Democrats, not the Republicans, not the independents or anything like that. No, it's always I don't even know, Big Red, if it's I think it's the progressives. I think what we need to do is start separating the parties a little bit. There's a Democratic Party, there's a Republican Party, and then there is a progressive left, far left wing of the Democrat Party. Because I know too many Democrats who do not agree with this. And I know too many Democrats who want their right to carry a gun too. But the progressive far left wing that's taken over the mainstream of their party is just nuts. I know many moderate Democrats that are very much in reality and do not agree with progressives. I do too, Beth. but this is just, oh man, what are we going to do? I mean, really, as a country. Somebody told me that the other day that we need to find common ground. How do you find common ground with crazy? I don't know. Sort of, yeah, Tom's right. It doesn't matter if they are trans any more than if it was a gun. It was an act of evil and mental disorder. I guess Tom, why it freaks me out is because now this is going to muddy the waters of this whole discussion. And that is just what we don't need in this country. It's just, I mean, there are so many issues that are just non-issues to me. They're religions, and trans is one of them. And I don't care if people get mad. Some people are starting to call me anti-trans. I have no problem with people if they want to, if they feel like, if a man feels like he's a woman and wants to dress and like a woman, then that I don't have a problem with that at all. There's a guy at my gym that does that. I don't care. But don't tell me I have to accept that as normal. I mean, that's, you can't do that. I can't, just like I can't make you think things that I do are normal. I mean, I can't force you to accept the way I live my life. You know, and we've gotten to this place where the fringe becomes the mainstream, and then it gets more and more fringe. Remember when gay used to be fringe? Now gay's normal, and the fringe is the trans, and it just keeps getting out there farther and farther. It's like, I don't know. I don't know what you do. But let's get back to the actual. I disagree, Rick. What do you disagree with me on, Big Red? It's a slippery slope. It is, Ann or Beth Ann. Yeah. I just, you know what I wish we could? I wish we could just sit here and openly talk about ideas and thoughts without, you know, the risk of being just completely canceled, because that's where they hold the power over people. You know, they if you don't, here's the company line. Do you know a person? I want to take a gun away. Then they want to take knives away for self-defense. Well, then cars. What about cars too, Kathleen? I mean, people use cars to kill. You can't. These are inanimate objects. Wish I could come on with you and chat. Too much to text. All right, Big Red. Yeah, I don't think they'll let you do that. You guys, just so you know, I'm not talking to myself, even though I am half nuts. I have Instagram going over here, and you guys are over here. Instagram can't go live with this thing. Well, yeah, I just love knowing what you guys think about this. Get Big Red on here. I wish I could. I don't know how that happens. Let me see something here. Go live with Big Red. Let's see. This might work. Okay, so we might be going live over here. I don't know what that's going to mean for you guys. So Big Red, it should. There. Are you there?
Yep. Hold on 1 second.
Yo, Rick, how much do you know about the Rockefellers? Braden, not that much. Okay, so you guys, I got Big Red over here. I know him. Okay, so speak loudly so my other audience can hear. So what are you thinking?
So I've been talking to a lot of people about this TikTok and everything like that, about the whole trans and all that. First, let me say that this whole shooting hits very close to home. You know, Rick, Thurston High School, Boston Fence.
Yeah.
One thing is, school shootings have nothing to do with guns or anything like that. When a person gets to that point where they want to hurt somebody, they're going to find any means necessary to do that.
I agree.
It's evil. You know, I mean, look at Timothy McVeigh. He didn't shoot one bullet and kill thousands of people. Evil will do evil no matter what you ban or anything like that. The whole transgender thing about it, like, seriously, everybody, excuse me for my language, but everybody needs to mind their own fucking business. Who cares if you're transgender? Who cares if you're identified as a giraffe? You know? Who cares?
Right.
My thing is that you go on Facebook, you go on social media, and it's all over the place.
Right.
I have friends that are trans. I have friends that are trans.
Yeah, I do too. And it's, I guess why in this case, it just muddies for me. It muddies the water because people are doing what they are doing. Now all of a sudden, oh, it's a trans. So it just makes it, it just puts more steam behind the anti-movement. It puts more steam behind the trans movement. And I'm just sick of it all because it's like, why don't you, what happened to the days? Like, I don't go around talking about how my wife and I have sex.
I don't care. Nobody needs to know that. And why do I need to know? If you want to dress up like a man or a woman, then go do that. But don't tell me I have to be a part of that, or I have to accept it. I can just care about you and you can be my friend, but I don't have to accept people's choices in their life. I just have to accept them as human beings. And there's a difference. And I think people have lost that. You know, it's like,
last couple of centuries, we've gotten away from the people.
Right.
We've gotten away. Well, you look back, okay, 9/11 happened. 9/12 happened. From that day for like weeks and weeks, what did you see? Everybody had an American flag. Everybody had standing shoulder to shoulder with everything
right.
happened. And I honestly believe that the government saw this, whether you believe it was an inside job or another country that bombed this. The government was like, oh, crap. And
so that's a good question for people. Do you feel like the government really doesn't want us to get along and they want us to be divided? I know that my own personal opinion is I think the Democrats want us to be separated and they don't want us to get if you can divide people in our country and around, you can conquer them. And that's exactly what they're doing, is they're dividing us. And so here comes this, you know, shooting, which is a horrible thing. It just makes me sick to my stomach. And then they start, it was a couple hours later that the White House starts politicizing it just like that. And that makes me sick to my stomach. It's like, these are victims, people who are dead. And you guys use this to try to push your agenda for more gun legislation, when where's your agenda for mental health help? Because obviously this person, not because they're trans, but because they killed 6 people, had mental issues and problems. Why isn't that being where the focus is? Instead of, think of all the money they've spent on legislation to try to stop, bring more restrictions for guns. And there's a new bill in Oregon, I'm gonna have somebody on Thursday to talk about it. It's measure 348, Senate Bill 348. And what they're doing is where they fucked up on measure 114, they're going back and trying to rechange it so they can get it to go through, what 114 was. And that's what they're gonna try to push through. So they're doing it, and that started before this shooting that was already in going. But they just, why don't they stop? Why don't we put the money where the real problem is? And that's human beings. Human beings are irrational and they're killing people. And that's what we need to focus on. Not some inanimate object that I have a gun in my, I have 3 in my home right now. They're not killing anybody. Nobody's getting killed. There's a gun. Oh my gosh, there's a gun in my house. What if it kills me? No, I have to be. Somebody has to pull the trigger in order for that to happen. And to walk into a school and kill people, 3 9-year-olds and 3 60-year-olds, probably teachers, I'm guessing, that means you're fucked up. And you know what, buddy? You're not coming through right now. It's just frozen, Big Red. The gun did not shoot anyone on the move. He rushed. Someone pulled the trigger. Was it an accident or a crime? Oh, good point, Tom. I think it's a crime. I mean, somebody pulled the trigger. Did they mean to kill somebody? No, but they did. Now, what's funny is now I can see. Sorry, Red, your connection isn't working well. Have you heard about the bill that pays homeless $1,000? I have heard about that, Derek. That's one of those when I look and I go, Oregon's in big trouble. Mike, they said you should hang up and try it again. Hang up your end of it, okay? Because it's coming through real funny. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. And over here on Facebook and LinkedIn and all you guys, you can comment on here too. I'm curious to see what all you guys are saying. But it is just a horrible thing, a terrible tragedy. And I hope, you know, what does frustrate, I think, a lot of us is, you know, they're going to cry out and saying, you know, we need to do something in America about guns. And those, if those people would really want to do something about this problem, we would address the mental health issues of these people that are doing this. That's what's insane. And so I don't know, but it is frustrating. What is the homeless bill? Oh, Janice, I'm sorry. That was over here on Instagram. There was a bill, and I don't know if it's still out there and where it's gone. It's not, I don't doubt it will go anywhere, except you have to remember it is Oregon, and Oregon does some really dumbass things. But they have a bill in Oregon that would give $1,000 a month for 12 months to anyone who's homeless, and there's no requirements. So you don't have to prove you're homeless. You can just be housing. What we have in Oregon is a term called housing impaired. And so you can all, so anyway, it basically is a free for all. You're in Eugene. Well, this would happen to Eugene's. This is crazy. So yeah, we give $1,000 a month. And so you already have a homeless issue in what Oregon, in Eugene, in Portland, in Salem. So what do you think it's going to do when every person who is homeless in the country finds out you can get paid to be homeless in Oregon, and they'll just come out there. So also they can get drugs. You know, they don't have to. You can just pay a fine if you get caught with heroin or hard drugs. They'll feed you, they'll clothe you, they'll give you medical care. And now $1,000 a month for 12 months. You've just created Oregon, the mecca for anyone who can't keep a job, because it's not going to help the right people. LOL, it passed. What? That bill passed? No, Mike, tell me again. Are we talking about the bill that gives $1,000 a month? Did that seriously pass? Are you serious? Tell me, I want you to write again in there that it passed. Oh my God, will you adopt me? Oh my God, it's about to be homeless by choice, I think, fuck it. So Mike or Derek, would you write one more time, did that bill really pass? Yes, oh my God. Oh, Janice, it passed. The homeless bill passed in Oregon. No way, Gabe says, I don't think it passed. Yeah, I identify as homeless. So we don't know. So at this point, we are just like the media. We don't know what's going on. Yeah, I don't know that it passed either. The bill passed. Okay, some people say it did, some people say it didn't. I don't know for a fact, but if it doesn't surprise me. But you think that's going to keep more homeless people from coming there? And see, now because I talk like this, then I'll have the homeless advocates coming on and say Rick Dancer's anti-homeless, which is just a bunch of horseshit. I am pro-helping the truly homeless. What I am is anti-lazy and anti-lawless. And that's what happened in Eugene. You didn't have a bunch of homeless people come to your town. You had a bunch of lawless people who don't want to work come to your town because you opened the doors, because your policies are stupid. They passed the budget, not the bill. Okay, so they passed the budget, they didn't pass the bill. But it wouldn't surprise you, Gabe, if they did, would it? Oh my God. Oh, I love Oregon so much. I just think that it's just gotten taken over by crazy people. And it's been years of cheating and right, Democrats drawing district lines, cheating. Bill Bradbury, the Secretary of State, a past friend of mine, drawing cheating lines so that more Democrats could win. I mean, come on, it's not me just accusing. I could show you the lines. It's like, oh my God. And that's how they got it. Is Kotek pushing it? I don't know. San Francisco has plans for similar payments. The West Coast has gone off the cliff. You know, if there is an earthquake, Oregon, Washington, and California are going to go into the ocean. It may not be a bad thing. Take care of the people here working 2 to 3 jobs trying to keep their housing while rents keep going up and the price out. Exactly. You are the people who need, those are the people who need the assistance. Not all these people coming here to just ground off our system. We should be taking care of the truly homeless, and there's enough of them to go around, all right, because especially as everything goes to hell in a handbasket. But thanks to that, that's a big thank you, Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe having his ice cream today. All right. Well, I think we've about exhausted this for now. Boy, you guys taught me something. I'm going to go look on the pages now. It's kind of interesting. And again, it's not because it's trans, but it does muddy the debate, because it's going to, I'm afraid people are going to use that as an excuse to now, you know, I kind of made a conscious decision. I'm writing more blogs about vulnerability in real life, because people, I think it's wearing me out. This whole thing is just wearing me thin. I don't like even doing it anymore. But I can't stop pointing out their foibles, because otherwise they win, and I'm not gonna let this thing go down without a fight. But I tire of it like you do. I tire of the bullshit. So on my page, hi Wendy, creating more hoops for rules following people to get lost in the weeds. Exactly. All they can do is pander to those who think they object. The object is the threat. Take vehicles away because vehicles, how many people did they kill? You know, and then we can have to take alcohol away, and they'll take marijuana. Well, wait, no, marijuana is okay because it's the good thing. We are such fickle human beings, and I'm tired of people who don't think when it comes to climate, to trans issues, to gun issues. When they don't think, they just feel. Because feelings are a wonderful thing, but they'll get you in trouble all the time. You can't make decisions based on your feelings. You have to use your feelings, put in with your brain. And the problem is, progressives have no brain. And so they go out and they just feel with their, and then they love to say, oh, I'm a bleeding heart liberal. Well, that just means you're not using your brain. And so that makes you ignorant. Liberals aren't ignorant, but bleeding heart liberals who believe this shit, and they're ignorant because they're not doing your research. So instead of just feeling bad, because you know what? Your feeling bad doesn't do anything for those children or those three people, those six people who are dead. Using your brain and coming up with solutions to find out why in the hell this 28-year-old got into that school and what was going on that they wrote a manifesto and what's in that, that's where we need to be addressing our funds and our money to be doing some good instead of wasting our time with more gun regulations. And I bet that person, that whoever this trans person is, I bet he, she, it, whatever, it wouldn't matter if there were gun regulations or not. I bet they would have got those guns because they wanted to kill. And all the gun regulations in the world were not going to stop this person. But maybe if we had something available to find out, to do more mental health assessments, to find out what was going on with this person, or at least have a frickin' resource officer in the school with a gun, maybe this kind of stuff won't happen. But see, they don't want any of that. It's just like with climate change. You know, they don't want us to use coal. They don't want us to use water, hydro. They don't want us to use natural gas. But because those are all polluting, but the one clean energy source, nuclear, which is totally safe, they also don't want to use that. So if you really cared about the economy and the climate, wouldn't you want to invest more money in nuclear power to see, because it is the cleanest and most efficient? Wouldn't that be a logical thought? Or if you don't want that, perhaps you really don't want a solution to climate change. You just want to shut everybody down. Something to think about. So many things to think about, aren't there? Well, there, we've done our damage for tonight. I hope that, I guess the best thing we can do is just be praying for those families and that community in Nashville and all those people. Because that's the real victims in this. Is the poor families that took their three children to school this morning and now are not bringing them home tonight. And those two, three teachers who went off to work, I'm guessing they were teachers, and now their families are not having them come home tonight. And then the people of Nashville, we should pray for them too, because we remember what it felt like in Springfield when this happened to us with Thurston. Yeah, we remember, and they're gonna need our prayers. And even, you know, I would say praying for the family of that young man, woman, whatever they are, that did this. because that can't be easy for them either. So, all right. Yeah, thanks for the discussion and thanks for educating me. I really do appreciate it. You guys kind of told me what I needed to know. I'll take you guys off first here. Hold on. All right, share this on your page if you want to.